are broken. A lover's promise never came with a maybe. So many words are left unspoken. The silent voices are driving me crazy. Sama sama sasaya is a wonderful phrase. It means happy together. You can be sure that thousands and thousands of his fans are indeed happy when they're together with multi-talented star of stage, screen, and studio Martin Yavera. Born in Manila, he grew up in Hawaii and returned to the Philippines, where he's become an absolute superstar. He's back to perform at the 24th annual Flores de Mayo Filipino Fiesta this Saturday, where Sama Sama Sasaya is this year's theme. Aloha, Martin.
Aloha.
So you grow up and you lived over in Hawaii Kai.
Yes, I don't know if I grew up, well, but yes, I lived in Hawaii Kai most of my life, and, my happier lives, yes.
And you started, your dad was with Society of Seven.
Yes, he was the balladeer of the group for their first 10 years.
And when you were singing, his influence on you watching her perform, how old were you when you knew this is what I want to do?
I think I was 11 years old. I would watch the seven crazy guys singing on stage. And then when I started seeing the, you know, women were throwing keys on the stage, I said, well, this is the job I want. this is it. I have found my niche.
So you found your niche, but you started out being a class clown?
Well, in the schools I went to, I'm not proud of it, not mm-hmm. really. But, you know, it was my nervous tick uh-huh. that I had. I was very insecure about girls, the whole bit, trying to be charming and not succeeding.
But sometimes you had your twin sister back you up?
Well, that's the problem. I have a twin sister, same classes, same teachers, and then when she finds out that I've been bullied, which was often, mm-hmm. she'd find the bully somewhere and beat up the bully. So the following day, I got a licking. Is that how we say it? How do you say it here? Oh. Hey, I get
one dirty licking.
I get one dirty licking.
But somehow you survived. You pulled through the scars and you found maybe there's a better way. So when did music become your forte?
Well, the history of my music is my grandmother was a popular opera singer in the Philippines, and then my father here in Hawaii with the Society of Seven. It's something I've always wanted to, a dream. It's been a dream of mine to be a singer. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the Philippines to become a singer, and that's my homeland, I had this mission that I wanted to put the Philippines on the musical map, so right. to speak. And the mission hasn't ended. That's why I'm still, this is my 34th year. As a singer from the Philippines, homegrown from Hawaii. So I love what I do. You know, right. it's so fun. I wish I had the many voices that you have so I can, you know, hide sometimes. But
well, I'm under orders just to use my real voice on the radio.
Oh, really? That's yeah. a disappointment.
It's
it your favorite voice?
Is it? Well, I'll do an homage to Tom Moffat. The homegrown Las Vegas entertainer and concert king of the Philippines, Martin Yavera, in studio at Hawaii Public Radio.
Why?
You know, so... But I don't want to.
Perfect.
I don't want to do that. You know.
No, you shouldn't do that. You should be yourself.
Okay, I'll be myself now. And I'm going to ask you. But you said you were singing behind Barry Manilow as a teenager.
Yes.
And that was really the trigger point for.
Although he probably doesn't even remember. But I was one of 20 people in a choir mm-hmm. chosen to sing and go on the road with Barry Manilow. It was the song "One Voice." Does anyone know? Kids, Google what "One Voice." It's a song where the choir kind of appears at the end, and then we kind of segue into, I write the songs and make... So I knew it right then and there. I wanted to be a singer watching this gentleman sing. I mean, he's so electric, all the productions that I saw from the back, through all the rehearsals. I just knew that this is what I wanted to do.
So it's 1982, and you think, now I can really take off. What was the impetus? You're on the plane, you get back. What happens?
To the Philippines, you
yeah.
mean? Mm-hmm. Well, at first I started in California. I joined a singing contest where I was like one of four Filipinos singing. And I was blessed enough to be the champion of that championship. And that was my springing board to go back to the Philippines. I went on television shows, recorded a couple of songs that did well for me. And then I did some television. So now I have a talk show of my own. And I do a variety show as well in the Philippines. I've been doing it for 21 years.
Once you're in that position and you have a lot of talents, it's... Like many people who have reached a lot of fame, you are always used to yourself as yourself. But you see other kids looking up to you or fans, just sort of they're awestruck and they're sitting. How do you get beyond that sort of sensation of, well, it's just me, but what can I do to help inspire you?
You know, I think being a local boy here in Hawaii has really taught me how to keep my feet grounded. You know, mm-hmm. also being bullied in school helped a lot. So I don't let things get to my head. I know that fame is temporary. Every show I get, I'm blessed with a big or small show, whether it's a stadium or a beautiful venue like the Blue Note. I treat every show with the same passion, with the same excitement, like it was my first time on stage. So as far as the fans and those people who've come up to me or talk to me on Twitter or Facebook, I really try and be a regular guy because that's really what I am. I don't want to be anything else. That's the only thing I'm good at being, is just being myself.
So do you have any particular young talents that you're mentoring or ones you remember fondly that launched because of you inspiring them?
And I'd like to think, and I'm going to claim it right now, right here, is that when Bruno Mars was just a little boy, I was on the Al Waterson karaoke show, and mm-hmm. he sat beside me as a young child, claimed to fame being the youngest Elvis impersonator. And I was promoting my very first song, and he would call me Uncle Martin. I'd like to think that I had something to do with this kid being who he is today. So, Bruno, if you're listening, you know, I'm here waiting for just a big hug. Never mind the percentage. But I'd like to think that the people who watch me, the young kids who dream and aspire to become singers, I'm hoping that I'm doing something and singing the right songs and doing something right.
When did you discover you're also a songwriter?
My first heartache, mm-hmm. thank you. First year of high school, breakup, thank you again. The relationship was 4 months. I wrote my first song, and I haven't stopped. I've written about maybe 20, 40 songs in the first grade alone, I mean, in the first year of high school alone.
In your creative process, is it you sit down to write something or you're doing something else and, boing, an idea hits you?
Exactly. So when you least expect it, long drives, a nice long hot shower, things that you would not expect, even in other areas of the bathroom, that, oop, there's a nice song. And it just comes out that way. I just don't know. It's magic. And, you know, I don't play an instrument, so that's my disadvantage.
Uh-huh. But you play the throat.
Yes.
And what's your octave range?
Oh, good question. Some say I can be a tenor, mm-hmm. but I think I'm an 8 or 9. Baritone? Is that the word? Baritone. Baritone, okay.
So when you sing in your baritone range, you met your wife on stage? Or
on a TV show. Wow, you did your homework.
I have to do my homework, otherwise I get dirty licking after the show.
Michael W. Perry, I know you know the name. He quoted for saying in the 80s, it's like if Michael Jackson were to marry Madonna. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of artist we were back in the 80s. So when we got together, it was like Princess Di and Prince Charles. And then when we broke up, it was worse than Prince Charles and Princess Di.
And yet somehow you survived.
And I wrote many a song.
The songs came.
Yes.
And it's going to keep going.
But we're good friends. We have two kids. One is 28, one is 26. And then they have another 9-year-old son in Las Vegas.
And time is inelastic, and I want to keep going on, but we have to say, mahalo nui lo. It's been a wonderful delight to meet you, and you're going to go on to do great things.
Thank you so much for the time. I'd like to thank Philippine Airlines and the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel for taking great care of me and bringing me back home to Hawaii.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to see you. Multi-platinum singer, songwriter, actor, and TV host Martin Devera headlines the Filipino Community Center's 24th annual Flores de Mayo Filipino Fiesta this Saturday from 9 to 5 in Kapi'olani Park. This year's theme, Sama Sama Sasaya, means happy together, highlighting the Filipino ideal cultural nature of happiness and hospitality. See our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation, for details.
Ang kailangan ko ay pag-ibig mo. Sa bawat sandali, mananatili ka sa aking puso. Diyos ang may alam, kita'y minamahal. Sana'y magtiwala kang pag-ibig ko'y magtahal.